listening back. Is that Bo?
Hey, am I speaking with Alfredo?
This is him.
Hey, Alfredo, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing today?
I am good, sir. How about yourself?
Another day in paradise. Thanks for asking, brother. So I spoke to you a while back, the beginning of May, regarding Google, Facebook marketing, promoting your website. Do you remember speaking with me at all?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, awesome. So have you considered it since the last time we talked?
No.
No. Okay, how's business going?
We're busy.
Busy? Okay, that's good. Do you see value in investing to be listed on the first page of Google? Is that something you want for your company?
We would like to, but we're still paying these other companies that don't do nothing for us.
Yeah, I saw in the notes you were using an SEO company and you were on Birdseye too, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to be on Google, on their leads, and, you know, pay for leads as you
get
them.
Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, what is it called?
Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, Google Guaranteed, correct.
Okay, let me see. Give me one quick second.
Yeah, Google Guaranteed. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm the main person that sets those accounts up. So let me. Have you finished? Yeah, I do with our company. Yeah, it's an amazing platform. I don't see that your Google Guaranteed listing is showing. Did you finish the application process?
Man, I could have sworn we at least started it. I don't know what. Man, they make it. I don't know. Somebody else was dealing with this.
Okay.
One of my guys was, and I just think he's been so damn busy that, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
because he
so
should
busy.
Have submitted your license, your insurance. You should have had to do a background check through either Evident or Pinkerton. And then you got to link your Google business profile reviews to Google Guaranteed because you need at least 5 reviews to activate the listing. So more than likely, and it's hard to tell without being in the Google Guaranteed account, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
One of those or possibly all of those steps have not been completed because your Google Guaranteed page is not active, you know?
Let me ask you, what's your charge to put us in that Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, so there's a lot of competition in the area. So what we're going to have to do is bid on the high end for the leads. Give me one second. I'll tell you exactly what that is right now.
And I'm still interested. I do remember talking to you already a few times. I am interested. I just got to drop these other companies that we're with.
Right, or even if you want us to, we have some clients that sign on and just do Google Guaranteed with us, you know what I'm saying? So you could do that as well, and it's not going to affect the SEO that they're doing. But if you're not getting any results, then why stay with them, you know, type of thing.
We're not getting any results. All that work that we've done, and we've been in business for about 25 years.
Right, so you have a good pipeline already.
Yeah. And then, but on HVAC, we've only been about 2 years.
Okay, so the HVAC area is new. Okay.
New,
the local
new
SEO would be good.
New and license-wise.
Right. Oh, right. You've been doing it for that long, but just recently got the license.
Well, we haven't been doing it. Not the 20 years. I mean, we've been doing it about 10 years, the HVAC, but now we're licensed.
Got it. No, that makes perfect sense, which Google Guaranteed is going to require that license too. So to answer your question, the cost per qualified lead for the Google Guaranteed platform, Google is going to charge you $38 per lead.
Uh-huh.
We charge, so your total with our fee attached is $50.67 per qualified lead. How it
so it's $50 for a guaranteed lead.
Yeah, correct. Now, just to clarify, the reason they call it Google Guaranteed, right, isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Like, Google is basically backing your company. Now, the benefit of Google Guaranteed is these leads are only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. you only pay for qualified leads, meaning when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, like go over pricing, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for.
If we were to sign up with you, that there's no contract, right?
No, it's month to month, no contracts. Correct.
Month to month, no contract.
Yes, sir.
What's the startup on it?
For Google Guaranteed, there's a one-time application / management fee. That's basically for us to get into your Google Guaranteed page, get you approved, right, and get it all set up properly. It's not a renewal fee. You pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Okay, so it's a one-time fee for
$250. Correct. That's for setup. Okay?
Now,
after you're approved and, we would have to get in there, but depending on the steps he's already taken, we could get it approved pretty quick. It usually takes 2 to 3 weeks, even when we, from startup to get you approved if you didn't start anything, right? But once you're approved, right, you'll get a phone call, email, and text verification from us, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the thumbs up on that, your lead budget would be charged. The minimum budget requirement is for 13 qualified leads, so that would be at $661. That's for 13 leads. Now, the way your lead budget works, like whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So let's say you did the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads, and you took on 13 qualified leads, which is easy, right? You scheduled an estimate or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $661 to replenish your lead budget. Okay?
Minimum $661 a month, and that's 13 leads.
That's for 13 leads. Yeah.
Even if you get them or not, right?
Well, no. If you schedule an estimate or quote them. Those are the leads you're being charged for, not necessarily if you get the job or not, okay? But if they call and let's say it's a solicitation call or it's a service you don't provide or it's like out of your radius, like anything but a booked appointment or a quote, you're automatically not charged for those leads.
Okay? It sounds like Angie's List.
So it's similar. The major difference between this and Angie leads is you do not share the leads, okay? And then also you have an auto dispute system. So Angie Leads will charge you for every lead once you accept it. Guaranteed, right, you only pay for qualified leads. It has an automatic dispute system, and that lead comes through via phone call. We don't send you the lead and then you call them.
Yeah, they do the same thing. We were with them for a little bit too. It was a nightmare with them.
They charge you everything, though, right? Like, regardless?
No. They would just mislead us a lot. And they would do the just like you're saying, they would do the phone thing, the via thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I would answer that call within not even a minute. And I would call the customers. And they would tell me that job was already taken care of.
Yeah, so listen, because I have clients that have been using them for years and years and years. Like, I'm really familiar from what they've told me. Uh-huh. Angie sends the lead to multiple companies, usually four or five companies, and you guys call them. Google Guaranteed is different. They're picking you and they're calling you directly. So it's not a shared lead, and you have an auto dispute system. So you don't have to dispute leads on your own, it's automatically done for you.
Okay, yeah, because we would have to dispute with them, and they would give us a break here and there, and we never made anything off of them.
Yeah, this is automatically done. So the way it would come through on your phone is it'll say LSA lead, so you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through, and basically if you schedule an appointment or quote them, you're going to be charged for the lead. If it's anything outside of that, you're automatically not charged. That's the major differences between this. the best lead program on the market currently.
Can you email me that that application?
So iala1134@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the first email I'm going to send you, okay, is Google guaranteed. All right.
Okay.
This will have like everything in writing that we went over. The application that's automatically sent to you after we charge the one-time application/management fee.
Huh.
Okay. So let me get you this first email at least. It'll be titled Google guaranteed. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, which just means your like category, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical as well. That way you have them in writing, okay?
Okay, yeah, because you know what? We'll try it for a month, and if it, I mean, you know, if it helps us, well, we'll continue. If it doesn't help us.
I'll tell you this, and I'm sure this will make you feel better. We have 100, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. Like, I was the first one that started Google Guaranteed when Google brought it to us, right? And
yeah.
We have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Like, that's how good it is. It is amazing. So,
how many companies did you say they send those leads to?
Just you. So it's only sent to you. You don't share the lead with other companies because they're picking you and calling you directly. So it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So it's an actual call from the client. It's not a lead sent to you in multiple companies.
So let me ask you a question. So
yeah,
if there's 20 HVAC companies out there, I guess like everybody gets like their own, gets their own leads, and say like if I get 5 different ones, somebody else gets 5 different ones. Is that, I guess that's how I'm kind of understanding it, right?
No, so what's going to happen, we already factor into the lead fee to get your position higher on Google, okay? So for Google Guaranteed, for rankings, there's 3 main things, okay? One is your reviews, right, which we're going to link your Google reviews to Google Guaranteed. 2 is your answer rate. So you want to have the leads on, right, when you're ready to answer the phone. So we'll set the times that you want those Google Guaranteed leads on. And then 3 is the amount you're bidding on the lead, which we already have factored into the lead fee. So what would happen, like how far do you target? Is it like 40 miles or specific cities? What is that look
like? About 40 miles sounds about right.
40 miles. Okay. So what would happen, you're going to have a list of subcategories, right, which I've already sent you. So let's use, just for example, install AC, right?
Yes,
if somebody in that 40-mile radius types in install AC, you're going to show up in the Google Guaranteed section at the top of the page. And when they pick you, right, that call is coming directly to you as LSA lead is the way it works. So the client is actually picking you and calling you directly, and Google is backing you, and that's why you go through that application process, is to get approved up there. Does that make sense?
Somewhat.
Trust me, you're going to love this, man. It is amazing, okay? Let me verify, too, that you qualify. So the company is currently licensed, right?
Yes.
Okay. That you have insurance as well, right, on the company?
Yes.
Okay. The background check, okay, do you have crews?
Crews?
Yeah, like how many employees do you have?
Crews? Oh, yeah, crews. We probably got anywhere from 6 to 10.
6 to 10 crews. Okay. So
I'm sorry. About 3 crews.
3 crews. Okay. So, what I'm going to recommend to you, and this is a workaround just so the background check goes through faster. When I send you the application here shortly, where it says field workers, okay, you're going to put 0 field workers, okay? Put 1 owner, and then they only run the background check on you. Google does not have a van driving around checking up on it, and they don't put how many field workers you have on your Google Guaranteed page. So I promise you, it's just a way to get it to go through faster. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll walk you through that too. The email I have to you is Ayala1134@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And your name, so it's Alfredo Ayala. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. The business, where is it registered out of? Which address?
It's registered out of 1774 Old Marion Road.
Old Marion Road. Okay. Yes.
Correct.
And that's in New Braunfels, right? Sorry if I said
correct.
That wrong. 78130?
Correct.
Okay. And you're doing 40 miles around that zip code. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. So what I'm going to do, okay, the next step, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company, okay? And I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment for Google Guaranteed. This is where they just want to meet you. They'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. And very, very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly, okay? Now, even though I'm not your actual lead technician, I am very active in my Google Guaranteed accounts, so I'm going to send you my direct line and extension right now via text message, okay? When you get a chance, just save that in your phone. If you ever have any questions, right, or want to, like, increase your lead budget, like, anything at all, just contact me first, and I'll get you to your lead technician if needed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, before I schedule that onboarding appointment, I do need to have the application sent to you via text message and via email. For the one-time application fee, though, that one-time $250 fee, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with us today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's my name. It's both.
Okay. So it's Alfredo Ayala and then A Quality Heating and Cooling, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The billing address, is it the same 1774 Old Marion Road?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
Yeah. Okay, and you're going to send me all that info, right?
Everything's been sent to you. After I process the one-time application fee, you're going to get the application sent via email and via text message as well.
Okay. We're not on Google. So let me ask you, Daniel, what are we on right now on? Because I know we're on Google, but where are we positioned on Google?
Okay, so Google Guaranteed, you're not positioned anywhere because it's not approved, right? Your application, it didn't go through for whatever reason, okay? For Google specifically, all you have right now is you have a Google business profile. You have 13 reviews, all 5-star ratings. We're going to link those to your Google Guaranteed page, okay? And then you have your website attached too. But to answer your question, Google Guaranteed, you are not positioned anywhere because the application isn't done.
Okay. It's just, how you said it's just on business. It's just on Google as a business.
Yeah, you have a Google business profile. That's all. So your Google Guaranteed page, it's not... For whatever reason, it's not finished. So what's going to happen is in your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, they're going to walk you through how to add us on as manager to the Google Guaranteed page. So you're still going to own your Google Guaranteed page. We're just adding on as a manager. That way we could get everything submitted properly for you.
Okay. I will take care of that application fee, and I'm going to get with one of my other guys, and he will have all that information to fill out on that application.
Perfect. And listen, I'm going to have it sent to you via email and via text. Send him my number too, in case he has questions.
I got your number already.
When he goes to the field worker section, just put zero. That way the background check's only done on you. That way you don't have to get all of your service guys' like info. It just makes it go through way faster. Okay?
I got you.
Okay. All right. So, okay. And I'll add him on as an authorized user in just a second. But, okay, I'm ready for that Visa when you are, the card number.
Okay. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready, sir.
It is 4833.
Okay.
8900. Mm-hmm. 11986949.
Expiration date.
0725.
All right, and the CVC code.
155.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician. I'm assigning it to Ivan, too. He's awesome. And I'm going to process this payment, and I'll have your application sent via text and via email here in just 1 second.
Okay.
Give me a moment. Let me just assign this all right. Just so you know, I have you on a Google Guaranteed Only account right now, okay?
Yes. So,
all right. Just give me a
How long does that take to get processed?
What we send in writing is the process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these up here. When you get everything to this ASAP, like day one, typically we have you approved in 2 to 3 weeks. Now, in your situation, it may be like one thing is missing on the application, right? So when we get in there, it may be even way faster for you.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll explain all that to you in just a sec.
And let me ask you, Daniel, what can we do while we're waiting on the process to get some sort of results? Would it be in process still?
Okay, so Google Guaranteed, right, as soon as you're approved, right, we're able to turn your leads on right away. Okay, so if you're talking about Google Guaranteed, what you can do to make the process faster, it's really just the application and making sure either you or your authorized user, which I'm going to get his info here in just a second, are – go to that onboarding appointment. That way they could get everything going quickly. Now, if you're asking if there's any other products you could do, one thing, so you have an SEO company now. So if you wanted us to do local SEO for you, you would have to switch from that company to us in order for us to do that. We could run a Google ad campaign for you, right, which is like pay-per-click. But I'm going to tell you this, when you have the choice between Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, you go Google Guaranteed every time because it's not pay-per-click. It's pay-per-qualified lead. You know what I'm saying? So what I'd really recommend right now, you got your word of mouth, your referral clients, but to speed the process up, get that application in, be at the onboarding appointment. That way we can get you approved ASAP. You know what I'm saying? That's what I recommend, because SEO, that's going to take time. You're going to have to switch from your company that you're currently working with to switch to us, and then the process to show up there, our timeline's 30 to 45 days for local SEO, so you're waiting till there. Now, Google Ads, we could launch those way quicker, but again, that's going to be pay-per-click, not pay-per-qualified lead. You know, so really, my best recommendation to you, get this application in, be at the onboarding appointment. That way we could get this all, like, squared away fast, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I'll get it in here within the next hour.
Awesome. Okay, so give me 1 second here. All right, so I'm sending the application to you via text message. It's also going to come through via email. Now, on the email, it's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, The main thing is it's going to have the link to the application. Okay? So on that application, it's a one-page form. You're going to need to submit your license on there, your insurance, which will be the Accord document. Okay? And again, and I know I sound like a broken record, I just want to get this approved for you as fast as possible. Put zero field workers in the application. That way the background check is only done on you. Okay? Now, the background check, okay, it's going to be done by one of two companies, Pinkerton or Evident, which are two very trusted companies. They do all the background checks for Google Guaranteed. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay?
Yes, sir.
If Evident is doing your background check, and I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, it is Evident from what I've noticed. Evident is going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So
yes,
if it's Evident, we'll send you a text link, right, where you click it, it pulls your camera up. You're just going to have to scan your driver's license, okay,
if it is
Evident, okay? Now, I want to add your guy on here, too. So who is your – you said you had an employee, right, that set up the Google Guaranteed page or tried setting it up, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if he went through the full process, though, but his name's Brandon Michael Ayala.
Brandon Michael Ayala. Okay, so let me add him on here. And do you have access to your Google Guaranteed page, or is it him? So you're going to have a Google Guaranteed page that you set up, right, or he set up? And it's a there's a CID, which is like a customer ID number.
Yes.
Do you have access to that, or is it Brandon that has that?
Brandon.
Access? Okay.
Brandon has it. Well,
okay.
I think we do too, because we're under Broadly, and then what's the other one name, Mundo? Shit, we're on somebody else too.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I called them yesterday, and they never returned my call back.
Okay, but it wasn't a company that set up Google Guaranteed, right? It was Brandon that tried setting it up?
Filling out the application, everything. It'll
okay.
be under Brandon Michael Ayala.
Okay, so what is his phone number?
It is, just a minute.
Yeah. It's your son, or? Oh, go ahead. 830?
281.
281?
777.
7177. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to add him on. Now, what's going to have to happen, I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment in just a second. He's going to need to add us as manager to the Google Guaranteed page, and our technicians can walk him through that. So what I wanted to ask you for the onboarding appointment, do you want us to do it with Brandon, or do you want us to call you and we could like three-way Brandon in? Like what works best for you guys?
We'll three-way him in.
Perfect. Okay, let's do that. So give me one quick second here. Let me just pull up their availability. They always like to do it at least next day, right? Give you 24 hours so you have time to fill out the application, okay? So what time tomorrow would work best for you guys?
9.
9? Okay, give me a second. Okay, they have a 9:30. Will that be fine?
9:30 is fine.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to book it in right now. You're going to get an email calendar invite, okay? It'll say local/LSA onboarding appointment. Tomorrow, 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works is they're going to call you from our 877 number. It'll be Ivan who's calling. And what I'm going to do, as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay? If I am on the phone, then he'll call on his own just to make sure we don't, like, miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And what I'm going to tell them, too, so we'll call you first for this, and then we'll three-way Brandon in, okay? Because he should be there for the call because he's going to need to give us access to the Google Guaranteed page. If he is not available at that time, what we can do is we'll send you like email instructions on how he can add us, okay? All right.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I always like to just have every, you know, T crossed and I dotted just to get you approved as fast as possible. So if he ends up, like, if we call tomorrow morning and he's not there, we'll still do your onboarding appointment and we'll send you the email instructions too. If he is there, awesome. He'll walk him through how to add us right then and there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I know when you sign up with us, you get a bunch of emails. The main thing, Alfredo, is that application, okay? So just get that filled out, submit it over. That way we have it, and if anything's missing on what you guys currently done, they're going to be able to attach it and get it approved through Google. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Any questions for me so far?
No. I think we're good. We'll just wait for all the information and all the application. And I already text Brandon that there should be – I already sent some of that application to that you already sent me. I already sent it to him.
Perfect. Good. Okay, and then make sure to tell him the zero field worker thing too. If he doesn't do it, we'll like adjust it, you know, in the application for him. So look out for that call tomorrow. It's 9:30. It's gonna come from our 877 number, and I'll make sure that I get all these notes over to Ivan right now too, so he's aware. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hey, and also too, it's iola1134@gmail, right? That's the correct email.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to double check. All right, awesome. So I got you in. I'll get these notes over to Ivan, and I will talk to you tomorrow, 9:30 a.m., okay?
I appreciate that.
All right, Alfredo. Congratulations. Have a great rest of your day. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, you're welcome. Bye. Come on, let's have something.